Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we are back with our program called Social Reformation of the Ummah dear viewers We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Alhamdulillah, we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim wa ridwan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in studio we have our honorable Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah. Today we are coming with a very important discussion. Allahu Akbar. And we're going to let you know just any moment before we go any further into our discussion. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a narration, in a hadith, the person who recites one durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our discussion is how to give up bad habits, dear viewers. Habits, of course, could be good and bad. Mm-hmm. And due to seeing people, staying around people, learning and discussing matters, we are humans. We adopt very easily to things that we see, we hear, or we practice. And at times that habit could be a bad one, and a person becomes immune to that. That bad habit becomes the nature of some people. Mm-hmm. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, since our discussion or the theme of this program, but in particular, is the reformation of the Ummah. And anything that can reform this Ummah is what we discuss on this program, dear viewers. Many of us have many habits, and at times they are termed as bad. People advise us, but at times we do not adhere to those advices. Many people are habitual to many things out there without knowing this is good or bad. And others look at that, Maulana Sahib, as a very bad habit. But due to people not being in the state of acknowledging this, not being told either, or they have learnt it from others, and they always assume that this was a good habit. Unfortunately, we are living in a society, Maulana Sahib, where people become very judgmental. And people start calling people by those names as well. Sometimes the habit makes a person famous. For example, a person has a habit to lie, and people call him by the title, he's a liar. So he's famous after his bad habit.
Becomes his reputation.
Exactly, Mawlana Sahib. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this is the beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islam, Mawlana Sahib. Alhamdulillah, via Madani channel, we impart Islamic knowledge and ilm and rectification for the Ummah. This is our slogan, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah,
Subhanallah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. If this is our mission, our goal, and this is our slogan, dear viewers, then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this is exactly what we do in this program. We discuss the evil and the bad habits that could actually change a person, make him even worse than he is. Alhamdulillah, tonight, it's a humble appeal to all the viewers out there. It's going to be a very short program. In the next few moments, we're going to be breaking for a kalam, and thereafter, within no time, time is up, should we say, Mawlana Sahib. So watch this program from beginning to end. Let's share this with others, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah azza wa jalla, you shall see its blessings and barakah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Mawlana Sahib, there are many people that have mentioned many things on, you know, habits, how it can be changed, how it can be given up. So a person had said, you know, it is easier to prevent bad habits than to break them.
Very true.
So this is exactly what we are discussing tonight, Alhamdulillah. Absolutely. If we could prevent a person from becoming habitual to a bad habit, automatically, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because before he becomes immune to that, before he becomes used to that bad habit, which he would not be able to break in the future, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are discussing this topic right now so that we could prevent ourselves and our children
from becoming used to those bad habits out there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So can Walana Sahib shed some light with regards to bad habits itself? And then inshallah Azzawajalla, I would also appreciate, you know, for the viewers of Madini channel, I would like to have a rapid fire with Walana Sahib. Little, I would say later into our silsila, inshallah Azzawajalla, where we will ask questions and very quickly, if Walana Sahib can give answers to that, inshallah, whether it's good or whether it's bad, so that people who are busy out there could actually go through it very quickly, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Mashallah. Yes, habits are something that we tend to get used to. Yes, once someone does something once, twice, thrice and continues doing something, it tends to become part of that person's nature, part of that person's way, and that eventually becomes a habit.
Ji.
And our Sulaha Ikram have given some beautiful pieces of advice. One of the pieces of advice is that once you develop the way of doing something for 40 days consecutively, for 40 days consecutively, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes it that it becomes part of your habit. So if you want to develop any good habit, then that's a beautiful cue you can take. You implement it, you do it for 40 days consecutively, and then inshallah ta'ala, that will become part of your nature, part of your habit.
Right.
But once something does become a habit, meaning someone does something over and over and over again, and it becomes something part of your habit, that becomes sort of part of you. It becomes very challenging to break it. It's not impossible.
Right.
And today, inshallah, we'll discuss some of that. That if you do have a bad habit, it's not impossible to actually change that habit. But it is very challenging to change one's habits. And there's a beautiful saying I've heard in English as well, that the word habit, H-A-B-I-T, is such that you take out the H, you still have a bit. You take out the A, you still have, but you take out the B, you still have it.
So it is
like that, that once it's with you, it tends to stay unless you consciously put in a concerted effort to change it. They say bad habits, it's like a warm blanket and a warm bed.
Wow.
It's very comfortable and nice to jump in, but it's very difficult to get out. And so before developing any habits, before doing something over and over again, it's important that we think. If you're doing something for the second time, it's already time to think that I'm doing it, I did it once before, I'm doing it again. Do I want this to become part of my nature or do I not want this to become part of my nature? If you don't want it to become part of your nature, then just leave it immediately, because if you do it over and over again, habits are such, they just sneak in and they become part of you. And, you know, it's very bad when people become so habitual of something that's not good for them and they tend to become known by that. Like Ranan Sahib mentioned, someone lies over and over. He becomes habitual of lying until he's called a liar. But how wonderful for the person who's habitual of something good that he gets known by that good title, and that becomes part of a very positive reputation. So before we do something over and over again, please pay attention to this. Take note of it, that if I continue doing something, that specific thing is going to become part of my nature, or rather my habit.
Kya baat hai Maulana Sahib. Excellent. Very beautifully mentioned, Maulana Sahib. And yeah, this is where we are, Maulana Sahib. I have just read in an article about a young man, right?
Right, right.
He went for an interview. And when he entered the place where he's seen others were also waiting in the queue for this interview, many others returned with a sad face. And he wasn't affected by seeing people in large numbers leaving that room until he was the last one left there. And he still waited patiently for his turn to come, right? And when finally his turn came, he was called into the interview room itself. When his name was announced, he woke up without any problem. As he walked through the corridor, he noticed some lights on, some chairs placed, misplaced. So as he was asking where is the interview room, he was told at that corner, on your right, for example.
Right.
And as he made his way there, on the way he off some lights, he put some chairs right, so on and so forth, and then he reached the interview room.
Right.
He sat down without any fear, and after some basic formalities, his name, address, place, where he worked, so on and so forth, they never asked him anything about his experience, and they just said, well, you got the job. So then he asked and inquired from the people, but you haven't really interviewed me with regards to my experience, my achievements, so on and so forth. Just basic questions you'll ask me. So they said, well, can you see this monitor? So you mentioned yes. They said, well, we saw you there. That was your interview. Those who came before you could not do what you have done.
Ah.
You found the lights on, you opted. It was unnecessarily on.
Right.
But you took the courage to go and off it yourself without anyone telling you to do it.
Right.
But you yourself noticed it. And the reason for this, he mentioned, well, it's my habit in my home. I don't let this happen.
Mashallah.
So it's a good habit, Maulana Sahib.
Yes.
And you know, this made me think at times, so many times we have this problem in our own homes, Mulana Sahib.
Mm.
It's a bad habit to keep the lights on unnecessarily. It's a bad habit to keep water running from the tap unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And this happens during washing dishes. This happens when it's, clothes are being washed at home, example. Now, these are some bad habits. Together with that, there are some good habits. If our Islamic brothers and sisters out there make a firm, you know, intention and make their mind strong with regards to this, that moving forward, yes, we all have. Nobody will ever admit that I've got a bad habit, Mulana Sahib. No one likes to admit. No one likes to be told that this is a bad habit.
Mm.
But others see that as evil and bad. And at times, they would not even rectify the matter because of the status of the person, due to the wealth or money of the person, due to his reputation either. But others who are maybe smaller than you or lesser than you in terms of reputation, so on and so forth. But we need to acknowledge this because there are a lot of habits, Mulana Sahib, that needs to be rectified and reformed. So inshallah, Azzawajalla, how about if we go ahead with a little rapid fire very quickly, inshallah, Azzawajalla. Let's see how Mulana Sahib would, inshallah, Azzawajalla, answer these questions, because these are those common habits, dear viewers, that we do have. And we think nothing of them at times. Sometimes we know it's bad, but we are habitual of doing it. Yeah, it is easier to prevent a bad habit, as we mentioned earlier, than to breaking. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The only time you can eliminate a bad habit, dear viewer, is if you can replace that bad habit with a good one. Thus, we are going to have this rapid fire now, inshallah, azawajalla, so that you could actually listen to the discussion and then you decide for yourself whether I have this habit or not. And if it is a yes, you need to make a firm intention that I need to give up this bad habit, because at the end of the day, Mulana Sahib, Islam has taught us to rectify our character, to enhance the beauty of one's character, Mulana Sahib. And this only gets better and better if we start working on ourselves.
Yes.
From minute things, Mulana Sahib, a person might think nothing of this. I'm doing this for the last 15 years. In the last 15 years, how many people you made badzan? How many people had was thinking bad? Or how many people know you or saved your name on their phone with a bad habit they have seen? There are people out there who do this, who notice things and don't tell it to you. A true friend is he who will rectify it. And if no true friend in your life thus far has rectified it, today you determine for yourself whether or not should I give it or keep it. Alhamdulillah, I think it will be very productive and very important to your viewers. So, should I ask, Mulana Sahib, are you ready?
Labbaik.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Chaliye, inshallah, azawajalla. Ye ek common habit hai. Aap khud soche, khud dekhein. Kya hum ye kaam kar rahe hain ki nahi kar rahe hain? Are we doing this or not? Number one. Mulana Sahib will answer in good or bad.
Okay.
Right? And if it is bad and we know it's bad, then it's already bad that we know it's bad and we still do that.
Right.
So it's for you to decide. Number one, biting of nails, Mulana Sahib.
Bad habit, germs.
Right. Sucking one's thumb, especially children who have the habit of sucking thumbs, and parents out there who don't do anything to stop this habit.
Bad habit. It tends to trouble children's teeth as well.
Okay. Not washing hands.
Not washing hands is a bad habit, especially before eating, after eating, and after using the bathroom, one should wash their hands.
Okay. Some are in the habit of fidgeting. They cannot just sit still, either digging something, doing something, moving of the legs and body limbs.
Fidgeting is a bad habit. People tend to do this, that they fidget, they've got... Nowadays, Mulana, we actually get this thing called a fidget spinner. Sorry, I know it's supposed to be rapid fire, but people just want something to fidget with. And when you watch people just fidgeting whilst you're trying to speak to them,
right,
it becomes rather distracting, as if this person is just not paying attention to that which I'm saying. Once you may be discussing an important matter. So sorry, back to the rapid fire, fidgeting, bad habit.
Wow. Okay. Making others acknowledge that you have seen their mistake.
Bad habit.
Procrastination.
Bad habit.
Allahu Akbar. Growing one's nails long, whether it's feet or toes, whether Islamic men or females.
Bad habit. This is actually a common trend among women folk, that they tend to nowadays grow their nails long. There's lots of germs and so on that come under that, and it's prohibited for us to grow our nails for a very long period of time. Our scholars say that at least once in 40 days one must trim the nails. I'd say in today's time, if you are capable of doing it, at least once a week try to trim the nails.
Some are in the habit of fidgeting with their toes, maybe perhaps peeling the dry skin, and that too being in the masjid. How would
What would you say
about this? This is a bad habit. People don't feel like shaking hands with people who play with their toes, number one. And number two is peeling off dead pieces of skin and dropping it in the masjid. This is impermissible. At all costs, you are not supposed to do that. Very bad habit.
Some are in the habit of flossing their teeth in public.
Also a bad habit. Cleaning your teeth in public, flossing the teeth and spitting out bits of food. Bad habit.
Okay. Some are in the habit of hobbing and spitting in public.
Bad habit. Spitting in public is not a good thing. People don't really appreciate that.
Unexpected video calls.
This is a bad habit. Actually, mindfulness, I'm going to expand a little bit here.
Right.
Sometimes we tend to just call someone directly on a video call. And what happens is when people call and someone else does not pick up the call, they tend to get upset. Ah, so-and-so didn't even answer my call, but it was a video call. How do we know what that person's state was
right
at that time? Were they dressed in their comfortable clothes at home, or were they dressed appropriately for you to be able to see them? Was there any of their family members, perhaps their spouses, a ghair mahram in the background, that someone would be a ghair mahram for you whilst you were calling them? And now we just directly video calling a person. I think as a general note, if we want to video call people, we should either message and ask if you can video call, or call on a normal call, on an audio call, and request that, can I switch to a video call? Is it an appropriate time? If the person says no, please understand. And if they say yes, then alhamdulillah, you can go for a video call. But just to call people on a video call at random times, especially when they could be at home or in their private space, this is definitely not a good habit.
The next question, very right, important, dear viewers. Asking sick patients unnecessary questions, Mama.
Very bad habit. Not everyone wants to expose everything. What happens if they have some sickness that they don't want to expose to you? Why force them? That's number one. Number two is they're facing difficulties being sick. Why do you want to put them in more difficulty to explain their entire sickness? Leave it for another time if it's necessary.
Wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Okay, this is also one of the famous ones for children, especially for those who go to school. Bunking or absconding lessons and classes during university, campus or school.
Bad jamia. Habit. Very bad habit. Though that will catch up with you at some stage when you need that knowledge and it's not there. So please don't abscond, don't bunk school.
Wonderful. Always being in the habit of nibbling every minute of the day. There's something in the mouth chewing, Masa.
Bad habit. And the other worry is how do people like that manage in the month of Ramadan? Always having to eat. If you're not speaking, then you're eating, nibbling on something. Try to break the habit instead. Recite salawat.
Kya baat hai Madine ki? Excessive speech.
Bad habit. People who speak a lot of wrong things, do a lot of ghibah, tell a lot of lies. Speak good or remain silent.
Wonderful, Maulana Sahib. Okay. Some people are into the habit of whenever they walk on the streets, they have to look into someone's home, peeping into other people's home, businesses. What do you say about this?
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is bad. It's a bad habit. At times, it can even be sinful. Huzur Ekrem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us against this. So, we are not allowed to enter people's homes without permission. So too, we are not allowed to peep into people's homes. You don't know. It could be a ghair mahram there. There could be someone in their private, comfortable state. Don't peep into people's homes. This is actually quite common when people live in complexes and flats and so on, where you got to pass someone's door in order to get to your door. And people, as they walk by, they look into 10 different people's homes before they reach their own home. Just
Allah
think,
Allah.
If someone was passing by my home and my spouse, my wife, my children were there, do I want someone else to look in, peep in and look towards them? I don't want that. So I shouldn't do that to someone else.
Especially during travel, you'd notice the flight has landed. The doors have not yet opened, but people want to stand 5, 7, 10 minutes before the doors open. It's a habit. People can't sit for too long. But when you wake up, you've got to look at some place, right? And then you get someone in the staring and looking at this person, that person, that person.
It happens. I've also had that personally, that people just tend to stare. And they make you feel rather uncomfortable. So staring is not a comfortable habit. Try not to stare at people. And also, please let our children know that it's good to just stare at people. Sometimes a child just stares at you. I had a point at which a child was just staring at me and I told my family members, I'm feeling so conscious about this. Like, did I do something wrong? Because for the past 30 seconds or so, the child is staring at me. Parents should give this tarbiyah. That it's not good to just stare at someone. Rather, if we look towards someone, look away. Don't make people feel uncomfortable.
Waste food, whether it's bread, roti, rice, anything.
Very bad habit. This can actually be sinful. Wasting of food is something Rasulullah has warned us against.
Okay. Let's see if this is a common one, because a lot of people out there who are watching us right now will say, this is my problem.
Okay.
Inserting objects into the ears, Mahasab,
yeah,
for some sort of satisfaction that
it
possibly
is definitely a bad habit. People tend to just take a key and clean their ears and take a pen and clean their ears. So, not a good habit. Stay away from it.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Unnecessarily borrowing?
Another bad habit. Amirul Sunnat actually encourages us against this in Madinatul Amal, in Mecca Amal, that did you avoid borrowing things unnecessarily? Try not to borrow if you don't need.
Okay. And also unnecessarily, those who take services from others, bring this here, take this there.
Also a bad habit.
Whatever it means.
Sometimes we find it that people just want a glass of water and they'll ask someone, can you please bring me a glass of water? And today, I actually, whilst we're on this point, Marasa, very important for youngsters. Please try to avoid unnecessarily taking khidmah, taking service from your parents. Where there's no need to ask your parents to do something for you, don't do that. Get up and do something yourself, for yourself, and in fact, offer to do for your parents. I've seen many youth asking their mothers and fathers, please fill me a glass of water. Can you please pass that to me? Can you please bring this to me? Our parents are supposed to be beings that we do khidmah for. Not that we take khidmah. We don't take service from our parents. Pass me the keys, bring me a glass of water. Get up, do it yourself, and ask them, what can I do for you?
Wonderful way to say it, Mawlana Sahib. MashaAllah. Okay, for those who have the habit of excessively taking oaths and qasam in every word that they speak, qasam this, qasam that.
Bad habit. In fact, a wise person once told me that someone who takes qasam excessively, be careful, such a person or such people often lie.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem prevent us from taking excessive qasams and oaths unnecessarily. Okay, what about tossing of clothes, especially coming from after work or school?
Bad habit, and lots of parents and spouses tend to usually complain regarding this, that people come from work or school and they just toss their shoes here and socks there and kurta in another place and topi in another place. Bad habit. Find a place for things, keep things in their place. Stay neat and tidy.
Okay. Spending late nights being awake.
This is definitely a bad habit. Just spending late nights awake scrolling for social media, it's a waste of time. So rather, instead of scrolling for social media, recite some salawat, do some dhikr, read a book, and I'd say in that case, a hard copy book. Inshallah, these things will also help you to find some sleep. But don't waste time on social media.
Okay. What about reminding others of favors, Manoah?
Very bad habit. Reminding other people of favors that you've done. Do for people and forget. And when people do good to you, then remember.
Subhanallah. Mahasab, alhamdulillah, I really appreciate what you have just mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. All these points, mashallah, in the rapid fire, Mahasab, elaborated very fast, very quick, and mashallah, we completed and mentioned and asked so many questions here already, right? But here I would like for Mahasab to elaborate a little, right?
Right.
There are people out there who leave everything. Because when I asked Mahasab about procrastination, you mentioned it's a bad habit, right? Others may think it's a good habit. Many others feel medium about it. It's not too bad. It's not too good. It's nice to procrastinate at times. But some procrastinate to this extent of paying salary at the last minute. You got tuition fees to pay. You pay that on the deadline. On the last minute, on the 11th hours, people are paying bills, getting things done. Why not before that, Mawlana Sahib?
Definitely, this is a bad habit as well. Paying bills, paying
tuition fees
salaries,
or whatever.
Paying tuition fees. All at the last minute. See, many a times, we must understand this, that many a times when we are paying that amount of money, we don't know what is the need of the next person. So if we're going to give at the last minute just to hold the money with us for a little while more, we could be putting people in lots of difficulty. And people that tend to procrastinate in this way, you know, when you've got to pay a bill and you go on the last day to see that that bill needs to be paid, and then you realize, I can't manage to pay it now. Now you're going to go into unnecessary difficulty because now you're passing the deadline. So if it's possible for you to see to your matters, especially your bills, etc., in advance, or if it's not too much in advance, at least within good time, then this will save you from lots of difficulty.
MashaAllah. I really like that. Okay. I have a serious problem with this matter here.
Right.
There are a lot of people I know, Mawlana Sahib, that like to borrow vehicles and cars and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And they would use the vehicle, they would leave it untidy, filthy and dirty. They would use the car, they don't even have the courage to, the courtesy of at least refueling whatever was used. If the tank was given as full, they would give it back as quarter.
Very sad.
And this is a habit of many people out there. And when they refuse not to use the vehicle, then you are looked at as the bad one. So what does a person do in the situation?
Most definitely. So we must break that habit. That's a bad habit. If someone tends to firstly borrow unnecessarily, they shouldn't do that. Some people just want to borrow a vehicle. Just want to say, I'm going to the shop. My car is, you know, in
front or somewhere.
Can I use your vehicle? Sometimes people are uncomfortable doing that. So we shouldn't just ask like that. Can I just use your vehicle? Can I use your vehicle to go to the shop? Go through the little more difficulty if you need to and get your own, meaning if your vehicle is there, and use your vehicle to go to the shop or to do whatever it is.
Just not accepting the opinion of others. What do you say about this, Mullah Sahib?
Yeah, that's sad actually. Tending to just want to voice our own opinions. There's two matters here. One is it important for me to voice my opinion in this? If it's not important, then sometimes we need to keep our opinions to ourselves. Secondly, if someone else is voicing their opinions and they usually listen to our opinions, it's not always necessary that you take their mashwara, meaning that you implement that which they have suggested. But it is important to hear them out. No matter how people might consider someone else insignificant, we don't know whose words Allah Azza wa Jal may place wisdom in, and perhaps Allah their idea is actually very beneficial. So whether it be someone who's working for us, our spouses, even up to our children, they hear us out. We should give them a chance at some point and at least lend an ear. And perhaps through their advices, we too could have great changes come to our lives.
Subhanallah. Okay, is this a good or a bad habit? I received food from my friend or neighbor that decided to cook something very good and decided to share this with me.
Yes.
And I returned that container with some food back inside it.
Oh, this is a beautiful habit, provided that you returned with some good food as well. Alhamdulillah. This is a good habit that's found in many communities. I love this habit found in the month of Ramadan.
Right. Subhanallah.
People tend to share things close to the time of Iftar. After Salatul Asr, you'll find that children are going house to house. One child is bringing from his house and the parent sends them, please go and deliver this to the neighbor's house. And they send you yesterday's container with some food from their home as well. So returning containers that people gave you food with and you return it with some food from your home as well, it's a beautiful habit. But very importantly, whilst we're on this, let's also bring this to our attention that if we give someone food in a container and they return the container to us empty, we are not allowed to think badly of them. But do return the container.
Yeah, but because others complain that we have no containers left in our homes because we are just giving, but they're not getting it back.
It means yes, it's someone else's
it's,
mitzvah.
It's important.
Their ownership. If someone, sometimes people in South Africa, we notice they buy expensive containers, and if they give you some food in that container, they expect that the container should be returned. So it belongs to the next person. It's expensive. They expect that it be returned. Please go return them.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And lastly, just before we break for a beautiful kalam, okay. Allah Sahib. People who do not smile, good or bad?
Bad habit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled so much that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known for smiling. And Sayyidina Ali rahmatullahi alaihi says, "Us tabassum ki aadat pe laakho salam,
jiski taski se rote hue."
Jiski taski se rote hue hans pare.
Us tabassum ki aadat pe laakho.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Yes, dear viewers, and this is the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Today we have been speaking about good and bad habits, how we can give bad habits up, dear viewers. And everything and anything is possible, providing that we make niyyah, intention to commence from some place and somewhere at some point in your life. We have only been thinking and planning. It's time for action.
Yes.
But now, inshallah, Zawajala, we break for this beautiful kalam, and through which you're going to learn the blessed generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waha kya judu karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi, maangne wala tera. Is kalam ko sunte hain, aur apne dilu ko munawwar o mujalla karenge. Inshallah, we're going to illuminate our hearts through dhikri Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep reciting Durud Pak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
Wo kaun hai jinke dar par mangne wala nahi nahi sunta? Wo kaun hai jinki rehmat ka darya खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएंगे? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले, رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے چلتے کہ وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا, فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا کی حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن چھوکو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہبت ہا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو
کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
سبحان اللہ, ماشاء اللہ, مولانا صاحب, ایون دس از اے ویری گڈ ہیبٹ.
Absolutely.
That when ever you make dua, you should present a wasila.
Yes.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
Teri sarkar mein lata hai raza, usko shafi. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in other words, is trying to say he is not worthy of directly asking for what he needs. So he says, with regards to the intercession of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that raza presents Ghauth-e-Azam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali as his intercessor.
Subhanallah.
As his mediator. Jo mera ghot hai, he is my helper, aur ladla beta tera. He is your beloved son, yani descendant, and he is my ghot, my helper, and I'm presenting my helper as a wasila.
MashaAllah.
Allahu Akbar. Whenever we make dua as well, present the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and your du'as will be answered, dear viewers.
Yes.
Make a firm intention, dear viewers, as of today, whatever we have heard, whatever we have understood from tonight's program, we are and we will make a firm intention. Khas karke jo our sisters, our brothers who are married and have children, if them as parents make intention to rectify their children on the spot, Mulana Sahib, these bad habits would never become their nature. Unfortunately, we leave it once, twice, and by the third time, it's already the habit. Any parting words for Mulana Sahib, inshallah?
Yes, I think it's important. You want to change your habits. Sometimes you could lose courage if you consider all the habits at once and you want to change it all at once. I would say list them up and start some way. Prioritize those things that are necessary upon you, you know, from a Shari'i aspect. For example, if someone misses Salah, so it's a habit that you miss Salah, you need to change that today. And there are some habits that you can work on gradually. So prioritize and start working on it from today,
inshallah. And right at the end, shukran once again, Mulana Sahib. Keep reciting salawat upon Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.